Well, good morning, church. Good morning, kids. You're all looking in the wrong direction. Everything good is going to happen right over here. Turn this way. You're going to see people get baptized, all right? That's what we're doing. I want to read you something, a couple somethings from the Bible, my favorite book, all right? This is from Mark chapter 16, verse 15. It says, Jesus is saying to his disciples, he's saying, go into all the world, even to Aurelia, and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. And the one who believes and is baptized will be saved. But the one who does not believe will be condemned. I want to read you one more. It's another thing that Jesus said. He said a lot of good things. And he said this in Luke chapter 12. He said, and I tell you, everyone, whether that's a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, everyone who acknowledges me before others, who says, Jesus is my Lord, everyone, the Son of Man, will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. We believe in baptism at this church because we believe in the Bible. We believe that baptism is not a thing you do when you feel like it or when you think you're ready. We don't believe that baptism is a graduation ceremony. You know, sometimes people will come to us and they'll say, well, gee, you know, I've only been a Christian for a year or two. I'm not sure I have it down. Yeah, you never have it down, and thinking you have it down probably disqualifies you from getting baptized. This is not a graduation ceremony. This is a birthday party. And we believe that when people get saved, it needs to not be a private thing. Decisions made in secret are soon forgotten. And that is why Jesus said your faith needs to be public. It needs to be corporate. It needs to be an us thing. It needs to be a tribe thing. And so don't just decide that you love Jesus in your heart. Don't just pray a little prayer in the quietness of your own room. You stand before your people and you say, Jesus is my Lord. You acknowledge me and I'll acknowledge you, the Bible says. So today we have some people who want to be obedient to what they see in the Word of God. And they're going to come forward and they're going to share little bits of their story with you. But the most important thing they're going to say today, and I want you to listen for it, okay? Because we're not supposed to baptize people unless we hear this. So if I push anybody under the water and you didn't hear this, you drag them up and we'll do it again. All right? Most important thing you're going to hear is each and every one of these people is going to say that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And they're going to say it before this tribe, because this is their family that they walk with. All right, our first person is Josiah Aldham. Come on in. All right. Josiah, you may have the best haircut of anyone I've ever baptized. I'm just telling you that right now. Okay. Now, is Mom going to share your testimony? Okay, Mom's got it ready. They worked on this together, and there's a microphone over there or up there, either way.
I was going to stand down there, but okay. There's kids now. My name is Josiah Aldham. I'm 7 years old. When I was four, I wanted to ask Jesus into my heart because I loved him. I want to tell other people about God. I want to be baptized because I want to show people that I'm a Christian. I want to obey God. I will choose to do what's right. I love God.
All right, now here comes the question you guys got to be listening for, okay? Josiah, do you profess Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Everybody hear that? All right, based on your profession of faith, I now baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. United in death, raised again. All right, EI, it's up to you. Come on. This is Eli Bianco. He's coming next. Come on in. Eli is going to have, is it Mom or Dad reading your testimony? It's my dad. Here he comes. So here, stand so people can see.
Okay. So I was just thinking before I sat down here, Jesus got baptized. And when Jesus got baptized, this dove comes down and his father says, This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm very proud of you, Eli. Good boy. I'll read what he wrote. My name is Eli. I'm in grade 4. I have a sister and a mom and a dad. I want to be baptized because I want to get closer to God and to show him that I love him. My favorite part of the Bible is David and Goliath because it shows how if you have God on your side, you can beat anything. I will never turn from God, and I love God.
Faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Based on your profession of faith, I now baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united in death, raised again. Well, we said off the top that Josiah may have had the best haircut of anyone I've ever baptized. Reese is the best dancer of anyone that I've ever baptized. So, welcome, Reese. And also, just while we welcome Reese, also, you notice that Reese's mom, Liz Shaughnessy, our children's ministry director, is with me for two reasons. Number one, anytime kids get baptized, Liz is welcome in the tank. Sometimes they don't jump at the opportunity, but Reese is a part of the children's ministry downstairs. But Reese is also her son, and so just like we heard from Tony, she's a proud parent today. So, and Reese is going to read his own testimony. Is that right? Okay, so here you go. Don't touch the microphone or we'll all die.
Good morning. For those of you that may not know me, I'm Reese Ramsey. I accepted Christ at the age of 4 or 5. I only remember being really little. I only wish I knew what it meant to be a Christian at the time. I wish I knew what it meant to read my Bible and do God's work. I didn't know what it really meant till I was 7. I remember at age 10 in February 2008, around the time of my birthday, I received a student devotional Bible for a gift from some family friends, the Nogis. Written inside the Bible was a verse that is now my favorite. It was Isaiah 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk into it." Through my struggles in life, I read this verse and it always reminds me how the Lord is saying, "I'm here to guide you through this." And so I read it and pray that God would guide me. He never let me down, not once. I think about the fact that he is always here. When I got the opportunity to be baptized, I jumped at the chance. I knew that as I got older, my faith got stronger, this was my next step. I'll always remember today, October 17th, 2010, because today is the day I get to show everyone my faith. I'll never forget what my grandpa said. Just because you believe in God doesn't mean you are saved. The devil believes in God too. He needs to show your faith and live it. I'm praying that on this day, more and more people will give their lives to Christ. I want to thank my parents for raising me to be who I am today in the way of the Lord. I also want to thank my extended family and friends who love Jesus and who show me and teach me his good and perfect ways. Thank you.
Faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Based on your profession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united in death, raised again, and renewed as a man. Jen and Terry are adults, and we're very excited about them too. And you need to hold them accountable, too. Make sure that you hear what you need to hear from even the adults. But Jen and Terry have been walking with Jesus for a while now, and they have been progressively moving themselves in the direction of obedience. And today, as they step out into the waters of baptism and declare to their church family that Jesus is their Lord, they see this as a big part of that. So why don't you welcome them? And Jen, I believe, is going to share a word of testimony for both.
Hi, I'm Jen Arrico, and this is my husband, Terry. And I grew up going to a United Church with my grandmother, and my parents never attended church. Our home was very broken with alcohol, drugs, and abuse, and I grew up with never having a loving father, instead one that caused fear and pain. Throughout my teenage years, I no longer attended church, but managed to stay in school and have what I considered the life I always wanted. House, kids, husband, all the things I didn't have growing up, and of course, I took all the credit for it. We became an average family, living a godless life. I felt like something was missing, although Terry had never been to church except for beavers and weddings and funerals. We began to struggle in our marriage and in our life, and Terry suggested we see a counselor through his work. This led us to Craig Brennan. Craig met with us several times and initiated the subject of being saved through Jesus Christ. Initially, I thought, oh no, what have I got us into? But Craig was very patient and helped us by reading passages in the Bible that spoke directly to our struggles and asked if he could pray with us. He showed us that we are children of God and that he is our everlasting Father. So I never had to be afraid, because I always had a father, just not the one I was looking directly at. Craig helped me to accept Jesus Christ into my heart, and I was nervous about what Terry would think, but he was curious and supportive, and we realized how empty a godless life is. We want to thank Craig and Renee and Shauna and Dave Rimke, Frank and Elizabeth, Susan and Pastor Paul, for without you guys, we would never be in this place we're in today. And we'd also like to extend thank you to our newfound friends in Mile One, who have showed us kindness and support, to Margaret and Harry, Sarah and Scott and Kate. Thank you.
Made an on-the-spot decision. We're going to do Terry first, and then Terry and I are going to work together for Jen. And that's, by the way, just a comment on nothing other than his position as a priest in his home and his responsibilities to you. Okay, so why don't you stand over there? I wasn't saying it's going to take both of us back there. Want to get that out there? Yeah. Thank you. We'll work together. Okay. Terry, do you profess Jesus Christ for yourself as Lord and Savior? Your profession of faith, and I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united in death, raised again. That's what you're going to do. Jen, we do take seriously the responsibility that Terry has to be a priest to his home. So it's neat that we get to do this together. You're being baptized by two brothers in the Lord, and a priest in your tribe, and a priest in your home. You profess faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Based on your profession of faith, we now baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. United in death, raised again. We have one more for you, and it is my friend Steve. And Steve is going to come, and I'm so glad that he's here. Steve's balloon is the blue one. Oh, me too. Sweet. All right. It's nice and warm. Steve, would you like to share a little bit?
Well, I'd just like to say it's not the faith in the Lord that I have wavering. It's the faith in me. And I'm here to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So, amen and let it be.
Amen. Faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Based on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. United in death, raised again unto newness of life.
Pastor Mike, I believe you're going to be praying for us.